All right, welcome, welcome in. We have a great episode planned out for you guys today. We talked about just about every single team on the show today, had some crazy transactions that got broken while we were on air, so you'll get some live reactions. Beyond that, we also had a couple trade offers between party members here. Wanted to thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Monarchy, DynastyMonarchy. Let's go.
Why, hello there, my fellow kings and queens. Welcome to the Dynasty Monarchy Podcast, where you will learn how to rule over your Dynasty League for years to come. Now, allow me to introduce you to your hosts.
Here we go. Episode number 128 of the Dynasty Monarchy Podcast. Whoever you may be, however you may be listening, Apple Podcast, Spotify, welcome, welcome in. Oh boy, do we have a big show for you today. We got the guys back, Super Producer Nixie and Max hanging out up in the land. I am in dirty, dirty, dirty Jersey, gentlemen. I don't know what's happened the last 24 hours. This might be the craziest free agency that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely been a wild ride. I think this show, I mean, buckle up. We got a lot to talk about. We're gonna do a trade live on the air as well, just to in the spirit of trades and everything. Peter's gonna bring one. I'm gonna bring one. Nick C's gonna bring one. We're all gonna bring one. And yeah, it's gonna be a good up.
Yeah, it has been insane, truly. I feel like we've been talking in the chat pretty frequently when there's been all this news that breaks. I don't recall, but last year around this time, I feel like we were saying it was like the craziest offseason ever. This one seems pretty crazy as well, though. Truly. I mean, not super high end. I mean, there is some super high end level guys kind of shifting around, but I guess like Tyreek from last year kind of was the capstone for that offseason. But dude, I think there's still so much time left before the draft. So I think we're gonna have a lot more to talk about.
All right, guys, just to get into it really quick, before we get into talking about all the news top to bottom, I just wanted to get your guys's can't imagine this guy in another uniform or what he looks like in that uniform player in free agency, because I know mine. It's Josh Jacobs. He's going to be a Packer. I have no idea how he looks in that Green Bay Packer uniform. I can't picture it. So I just wanted to leave the floor to you. Who's going to look like the most awkward in their new uniform?
Jacobs is a pretty good one, Pete. I'm not gonna lie. I'll probably go with Ridley, maybe. I don't know. The Titans just, ugh, gross.
To talk about where receivers go to die, I feel like it's going to be Deontay Johnson for me and Carolina.
Yeah, that's gonna look whack. Just some of these guys, you just can't see them in these jerseys until they put it on. Even the Photoshops just don't look right. We have a huge show, so we're going to get into it right now. Before we do, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our Twitter page at Dynasty Monarchy, DynastyMonarchy. Now is the time to truly lock in. We have the draft about a month away, a month and some change, and we have free agency through the roof, players changing, requesting trades. This is a very big time to be up and at 'em, as the expression would say. So, follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Monarchy over there, DynastyMonarchy. We put together some relevant information. Super Producer does a good job over there keeping polls together, trade values, XYZ. So go check us out if you like the pod. Let's get into the episode. All right, strictly news episode because we have way too much to cover. We're going to go in as much chronological order as we can.
Well, that's not true, Pete. We got some trades in here as well.
I don't. Okay, we'll trade, Max. You've broken me down enough. Let's get into the news first. Most important stuff. We'll go in chronological order. Jerry Jeudy to the Browns. Deshaun Watson. This is it for him. If he doesn't show out this year, I think they move off and do something else. Gentlemen, what is the consensus in Northeast Ohio about Jerry Jeudy?
I think people are definitely excited. I feel like when the news broke originally, I was probably a little higher on Jeudy than I should be. And after really thinking about Watson, what he did last year, where the team's at and everything as well with like Amari Cooper.
Mr. Max, I have breaking news. Don't check your phones. Don't check your phones.
I don't have
Breaking
anything.
news at the time of recording. Adam Schefter is saying the Chargers are trading wide receiver Keenan Allen to the Chicago Bears for a fourth round pick. They did cut Mike Will. It looks like it's Rome Odunze at or Malik Nabers at that five pick now.
I mean, they are completely rebuilding now. Eckler's gone. Keenan Allen's gone. Mike Will's gone. This team, as you knew it, is just, they have Harbaugh. They have Herbert. They're going to go with that.
That's about it. Let's get back. Let's focus back because we can talk about Keenan Allen after we've digested it enough. Let's move back to Jerry Jeudy in Northeast Ohio.
No, what I was saying before the major news there, I feel like Jeudy to me, in a dynasty lens, I'm a Browns fan, everything like that. I think he's worth a mid-second. Nixie and I talked about the Cavs game. There's Amari Cooper. There's David Njoku. There's Nick Chubb. There's still Elijah Moore. There's just not that many balls to go around. Pause or zoom, whatever you want to say. I think he's worth a second, maybe an early second, if like you're really overpaying, but he's not worth a first.
Yeah, definitely not worth the first. I feel like this move is, it affects Watson more than it does Jerry Jeudy. I feel like he'll probably put up similar numbers, maybe 600, 700 yards, four touchdowns. Cooper's the guy there. And, you know, Jeudy's on a 1 year deal or what has 1 year left on his deal, similar to Elijah Moore as well. So that's kind of my sentiment as like the gut reaction, Jeudy coming over to the Browns. I feel like it will have the same kind of effect that Elijah Moore to the Browns did, right? Like everybody sees this kind of young, talented receiver who is underproduced. He'll probably flash in the preseason, but the production on the field, like when it's regular season NFL football, probably will just be pedestrian like it has been. I would maybe pay a late second, but there's no way I'm paying a mid second for him.
I think the dynasty outlook that I have for this is we want to always look in a little bit of a longer term lens. What does that wide receiver room look like next year for the Browns, right? Elijah Moore probably gone. Jerry Jeudy, who knows? And then Amari Cooper, super old. So it's going to be very interesting how this kind of plays out. I think one of those guys stays. But outside of that, I think it's just a big sell on that Browns wide receiver room while you can. Not much more to say. Baker Mayfield re-signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Love this one. I think right now is the perfect time to sell on Baker. I don't think that he has a better season than he did last year. It'd be really hard to do that, especially with now paying Baker. That division got a lot better as well with the Falcons resurgence. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I think it's a very interesting time in Superflex to hold him. What do you think, Super Producer first?
I guess I would probably buy him for a second or 2 second round picks. Probably 2 second round picks was what you would have to send to get it done. I'm sure people that have him might maybe a little bit higher on him. But I would only be sending that to get him as like a QB3 kind of rotation guy. I feel like this is just bigger news for the pass catchers, Godwin, Evans. That means Evans is relevant again, and is probably slated for a top 12 finish, you know.
All right, let's keep pushing forward. Russell Wilson of Pittsburgh. Guys, if you listen to last week's episode, what did I lead it with? I said, Yinzer fans, if you have Kenny Pickett as your starting quarterback, you're going to go 9-8 and be the seventh seed. And if you have Russell Wilson as your quarterback, you're going to go 9-8 and have, be the seventh seed. So, looks like I was correct in my assumption that Russ would end up in Pittsburgh. 1 year, $1.2 million deal, obviously taking that big cut from the Broncos. I love Russ here. I mean it. I think he has a really, really, really nice season upcoming.
You really think so?
I'm very adamant on the fact that he's going to have a good year. And
Throwing the
good
ball to who,
means,
though? Throwing the ball to who?
well, you never know what's going to end up happening. But the way that I look at it, Russ is better than Kenny Pickett. And that offense was horrible with Kenny Pickett. I think it only can get better. I think there's a world where Russ, not in a one quarterback league, is going to be elite. But I think in your multiple quarterback leagues, he's going to be absolutely serviceable as a quarterback too. Like he's going to be a good higher end quarterback too.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably in that Baker Mayfield range, I feel like, of production. I mean, who knows what that scheme will look like with him. I feel like they'll just try to pound the rock and have him game manage, kind of like they try to do with Pickett there. But I'm kind of cheating, going kind of further along in the show doc here, but George Pickens might be such a great value in redraft. I mean, I feel like he's going to get 140 targets and probably have a monster year, you know?
Pickens is going to have a very, very, very good year. I mean, unless they draft somebody really early on, which I don't think they're going to do. I mean, even with Pickens does well. So it really just comes down to like, how good of a Russ are we going to see? Are we going to see the Russ from Seattle? Are we going to see the Russ from Denver? You know?
All right, let's keep pushing forward. Aaron Jones got released and then found his way to the Vikings. We can circle back to Josh Jacobs in a minute. I don't mind Aaron Jones in redraft next year, but I think in Dynasty, he is a great, great, great competitor buy low. I think if you're a competitor, you could probably pick him up for a third round pick and you'd get a starting running back in the league in a Stefanski, not Stefanski, in a McVay system.
This is a great spot for him. And, you know, especially too, depending on what rookie quarterback or whatever they end up doing with quarterback there, he could just see a crazy amount of work. I feel like if he can stay healthy, because if the quarterback is inefficient, can't really feed the ball to Jefferson and Addison down the field, I mean, they're going to be forced to move the ball somehow. And, you know, Aaron Jones, he was kind of banged up last year, but he had a few solid games to kind of end out the season. And showed that he could kind of still handle that workload. They'll probably need another running back in there at some point, but he'll be good. He'll be good for probably eight games, I feel like, of solid production.
Yeah, I mean, if he can stay healthy, he can be really a big threat there. I mean, even Dalvin Cook is around the same age as him with producing there. Obviously, with injuries and stuff like that, that's the big question mark. But I mean, all the eyes are always going to be on Jefferson. So I think there's going to be dump down opportunities. And I think there's going to be a lot of just, I mean, they don't have another running back there right now. So I think it'll be a great play.
All right, let's keep pushing forward. Josh Jacobs, 4 years, $48 million. Obviously, a lot of these teams are going to be able to cut these backs after 2 years. This helps smooth that cap number out. I love Jacobs to the Packers, but like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I just have no idea how he will look in a Packer uniform with that cheesehead helmet. I can't envision him.
I can't envision it either, Pete. I mean, I just don't know what they're doing. Like, do they really not trust AJ Dillon that much is the question. Because I thought, you know, Aaron Jones would leave, AJ Dillon would get the work. Like, he's the guy. No, I mean, they must really not trust him to sign Josh Jacobs. So, next to see.
Who would trust AJ Dillon, dude? I mean, he has been truly terrible. Even when Jones has been out in the past, he just doesn't really show any upside of being a, you know, workhorse running back for not even fantasy football, let alone an actual NFL team. So, I mean, this just shows it. Jacobs is going to be a monster. He's going to have a monster season, I feel like. I think the Packers, while Jordan Love is ascending, I mean, that offense is looking great. They have a lot of young pieces. To have a dude like Jacobs walk in there and be able to lean on him and kind of dominate these
Absolutely.
games is huge for Jordan Love, too. I feel like it gives him a slight boost as well, even though, I mean, his value's at an all-time high.
By no means am I saying the Packers' offensive line is elite, but it will probably feel elite to Josh Jacobs after playing with the Raiders for all those years. And something that's so underrated, those Raiders' offensive lines have been pretty bad. Like pretty bad, and he has been a top three rusher in the league almost every year. So just to get a little bit of continuity and a better offense, I think he really has a chance to, I think he can finish top five again this year and like hammer that home, and he's not going to be at that value in Dynasty.
He is going to be a very good value, I feel like. I don't know. The Packers are going to be really solid, though. Jordan Love, they got two great tight ends, honestly, two rookie tight ends that are good. They got Jacobs, and then obviously they have that wide receiver core there with Dobbs, Jaden Reed. And then if you want to count Christian Watson, I mean, I don't really count him, but I know Peter thinks he's worth a first.
Bleh.
Pete, he's not good.
Look, you can cry, you can whinge and complain and want to be a certain way. It's fine, but you'll be proven wrong. Time will tell. Antonio Gibson, the fantasy darling. Antonio Gibson, 3 years, $11.25 million to the Patriots. I will say this. Interesting. Very, very interesting, because someone will be relevant there.
What, you mean him or Ramondre?
I think not only him or Ramondre. I think it's, I think it, it, the way that I kind of look at it, Ramondre isn't going to be the workhorse there. I don't think any team in the NFL really runs workhorses anymore. I think someone will have fantasy value there. And Gibson, especially out of the backfield, look, he's had his fumble problems. By no means am I saying he's worth a second or third round pick. But I could see a competitor that needs depth throwing a piece. If you're trying to sell, it's now, before he gets no snaps during the season.
No, I think he could be of value, though. I mean, if Ramondre goes down, he will get a workhorse type role there. I also think that with a rookie quarterback, given that they're going to draft a quarterback, he could be a huge asset there for the checkdowns as well. So I think Gibson, honestly, it's surprising to see a team that's not competing at all sign a running back, but they got great value on him. I feel like 3 years, $11
million. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is just a lateral move for his value in general. Just looking at it, I mean, a bad team in the Commanders where he was playing as the B running back to the A running back in Robinson. And then it's probably the same situation. He moves to another bad team where he's probably the B running back to Ramondre's A running back. Who knows, man? I mean, if the Patriots can get a good court, like, it comes down to the quarterback play, but I don't know. Ramondre was kind of banged up last year as well, so he could be a value, but I just am biased to like Antonio Gibson because of you guys, truly. So I feel like his value will never die for us.
Never forget. You know, they always say never forget, never forget when he was going for like 2.5 firsts. I remember where I was.
Me too, Pete. I was trading McCaffrey for Gibson straight.
Let's keep moving forward. Gabe Davis to Jacksonville. I'm going to yawn at that one. He's just not a good receiver. I'm sorry. I've watched it enough. He is not a good wide receiver. I'm ready for Christian Kirk to come back. He is the value. He is the absolute value there.
1,000%. It really is true. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has really had his struggles. I just feel like Christian Kirk, when he went to Jacksonville, everyone yawned probably. Could Gabe Davis get a little Christian Kirk-like resurrection, you know? That's where my head goes for it, but I don't think it's anything of fantasy significance, and I think Gabe Davis is probably worth a mid-third, early third. I mean, not much at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
after that 5-touchdown game, he was going for a first, Max.
Yeah, I think he could be a decent value. I mean, if that's truly what Max would be selling him for, I think I would buy for a mid-third. You know, they got to throw the ball to somebody, and Christian Kirk is not going to get 150, 160, 170 targets. So Gabe Davis kind of brings a different dimension than Kirk does. He's a little bit bigger. I mean, we'll see. I think there's obviously a long offseason to go. They'll probably end up drafting somebody, or who knows? I mean, right now, Gabe Davis is probably not a buy.
Mr. Max, don't say it. I haven't looked at my phone, but I see your face.
You want to play a guessing game?
Yeah. I want to play the guessing game.
Where did Marquise Brown just get signed to?
Kansas Hollywood? City Chiefs.
That's right, Mr. C. That's right.
Yep. There you go.
I was looking to trade for him kind of earlier. I was seeing some steam of him to get signed by the Chiefs, but that makes too much sense, man.
Marquise Brown or T. Higgins?
T. Higgins.
Probably T for me.
Look, it's not like it's some insane level dude.
It's not. I mean, it helps. I mean, I'm glad like T. Higgins didn't go to Kansas City. Like Marquise Brown's a small wide receiver. Like it doesn't, like Rashee Rice, it helps him out a little bit, honestly. Like,
do you think this helps Rashee?
Yes.
Sure. 100%. I mean, we said this the whole offseason. Whatever wide receiver they sign will help Rashee. They haven't had anyone else. They had to focus on Rashee and Kelsey last year. Now they're going to have to focus on Marquise Brown because he is a solid wide receiver.
No, I totally agree. I mean, if anything, I mean, yeah, they'll have Brown on the outside kind of running. I mean, MVS had such a predominant role just kind of running deep balls and stuff. I feel like Marquise Brown is going to get that and more because obviously Marquise Brown is better than Valdes-Scantling. So do that, open up the top, still get Rasheed in the underneath game. And I mean, it just makes the Chiefs might go back to back, truly.
Back to back to back.
You're right.
We need to get Antonio Brown out of retirement to go there and play with Marquise. I would pay a lot of money. I think AB still got a lot of tread on those tires. I really mean it. Let's keep moving forward. We'll talk about Marquise a little bit more towards the end of the show after we get a moment to digest and understand some of the numbers. Pittman extension, Mr. Max is your boy. Run us down.
I wanted to see him hit free agency. We kind of talked about him a little bit last week, like a couple weeks ago, when we talked about A-Rich there. He got a lot of targets with Gardner Minshew, but Anthony Richardson needs a guy that he can rely on, and Pittman's just that guy. He is a over the middle type of guy. I mean, you're looking at 7, 8 catches in full point PPR. Pittman's an insane value, and the Colts realize that as well. So with that offensive line, Anthony Richardson's rushing ability, and then also
And Uncle
obviously.
Joe, just in case, backup plan. I think that makes Pittman's
Uncle,
value worth an extra second.
yeah, I mean, if he's on your team, Pete, it'd probably be worth an extra first and a second at that point.
No, I mean it. I mean it. To look, I'm very scared of Anthony Richardson, and to know that Grandpa Joe's going to be back there slinging the rock, just in case, I think it keeps Pittman's value pretty high.
True. No, I think it's a good deal for both sides, and I think in PPR, I think he gets the biggest boost.
For sure, man. I mean, this is probably the best outcome truly for Michael Pittman as opposed to going to a different team. I mean, just keeping that continuity and being able to be with Richardson's ascension for the second year, being in the same offensive scheme, I really do like it. Like you said, PJ, I feel like it boosts his value slightly. So I'm in for it.
All right, let's keep moving forward. Kirko Chains to Hotlanta. I love this one. We know that he's going to be good for super flex leagues, but the big conversation here are the two pieces that have been hoping and praying and begging and any kind of yearning and longing for a good quarterback. They have been doing it. Kyle Pitts, Drake London. Finally have not only a competent quarterback, but a gunslinger. Mr. Max, you have Drake London. Let's hear your thoughts.
I have Drake London. You have Kyle Pitts. I was looking at Kirk Cousins' stats. In his whole career, he's only had one season where he hasn't produced a wide receiver with 1,000 yards, and they had 996. So, even with Washington, with Minnesota, obviously this disincludes any major serious injuries or anything like that. But just with that being said, Kirk Cousins, he's pretty much a lock to throw for 4,500 yards. And I think Drake London with his big body, Kyle Pitts with his big body, it's a bigger boost if they got Kirk Cousins than it is Justin Fields, just because of what Kirk can do with wide receivers and even tight ends. So, I mean, I think Kyle Pitts goes to probably back up to 1.5, 2 first, and I think Drake London probably goes about to the same.
Yeah, I mean, this is fun for fantasy football, right? And PJ, you did call it. I was a doubter. You said it's a lock. The Falcons will get a quarterback this offseason.
They
And you were
had
right.
to. There was no way they weren't gonna.
You were
I think
right.
their worst case scenario was paying for Justin Fields.
Maybe, but the way these quarterbacks have been shipped off, this offseason so far, they probably could have got Fields for pretty cheap and paying him a lot less money. I think the big thing here for me is Kirk Cousins getting $180 million over 4 years, $100 million fully guaranteed off of an Achilles injury.
Oh,
And
yeah.
he's 35 years old. I mean, that's the biggest thing that gives
He's
me
a bag
doubt.
chaser.
It screams, true desperation from Atlanta there. And it's what you have to do, man. You got to take a swing and hope that Kirk can produce. That division is weak. Tampa Bay won it. I mean, that's the only team they got to compete with, truly. So I think that, Atlanta could be a scary team if they get things together and Kirk's coming out saying he's watching all the Bijan film, he's watching Drake London film, he's watching, Kyle Pitts film to see what they like to do. So, you love to see that.
All right, let's keep pushing. Tony Pollard, to the Titans. Mr. C, what do you think about this deal?
So I own him in just a few leagues, but honestly was hoping he just re-signed in Dallas. That's my true feeling to it. I understand him going there to try to get a little bit of a bag, you know? I mean, can't be mad at him. I think this takes a hit on his value. I feel like he's maybe worth a late second round pick. They still have Tajay Spears there. He was kind of the dynasty darling for probably the past since this Pollard signing, truly. I mean, a lot of people were kind of hyped on him going into the season. He'll have decent value, but that Titans team is either going to be surprisingly good or just such a dumpster fire that no one's going to want a piece on that offense. So, I mean, I'm here to see it, but I would not be buying Pollard.
Mr. C, are you in the market to sell?
Probably. I would be, but I don't know who's buying other than a contender, and a contender's not going to pay anything probably more than a late second for him. You know,
So you'd
that's
take a
just my
late
thought.
second?
It would be interesting.
That brings us to our conversation here. I will show you on my phone. I had one mocked up for you. See, it's already mocked up. You can see it.
Yeah.
A 2026 second for Tony Pollard right
That's crazy.
now.
That's crazy.
It's the equivalent value of a late second.
That is so wild. There's no way.
That is funny. I probably should, but at the same time, like I am in this league, I am trying to compete this year as well, and I definitely just need the running back depth. So trading for a 2026 second round pick might as well be a 2027 third round pick, truly, to me. The value is probably there to just get out on Pollard when you can, but I feel like he'll probably finish top 20 at the position and maybe have a couple start weeks for
I don't
me,
know.
and that's kind of where I'm at.
Miles
That's
Sanders.
true. If he does go down that path, like I'm not hurting because I do have a couple other running backs already, but like
I'm just, Mr. C, I'm taking risk.
Peter, maybe
Do
if you
what you
gave him like
like.
2 or 3 seconds, I bet he would do it.
I bet he would, but I'm not going to overpay.
Peter, a
No, of course
26
not.
second, he could get like you said, it's a 27 third, like
I don't know.
20.
Pollard's getting up there, man. He's getting up there. Looked horrible last year. Going to be
Why
behind
do
an
you want
even
him?
worse offensive line. I like Brian Callahan. I think he's a great offensive mind. I'm serious. And his father's going to be the OC, and they're good at running a football. So there's two sides. There's two sides to the coin.
So then pay
Pollard.
more than a second.
No, I won't pay more than fair value.
Oh,
Oh,
that's
come
fair. I
on.
mean, I get it, PJ, from your side of it, but for me, like I just can't. Like if I had more of a kind of in the middle team, I'd probably do that trade. But I'm trying to win again this next year, and like the depth at running back is way more important to me than just trying to stack a 2026 pick.
Let's keep pushing forward. Swift, another one of your running backs, same exact deal as Pollard to go to the Bears. Mr. C, how are you feeling on Mr. Swift?
I mean, I feel good about it. I think, you know, the running back room is probably slightly better in Chicago, which is a little bit scary, but his value is probably the same to me. I don't think it really moves the needle one way or the other. I think, you know, even if he would have re-signed, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to spoil the other one, but let's say it was just him in the Eagles backfield, that he probably has more value, but just slightly less. I feel like for him to go to Chicago, he'll probably produce. You know, Chicago is going to be a fun team to watch this year. I really do think so.
Now with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Cole Kmet, I don't know, man. Like Swift, I think's worth like a, I don't know. I think he's worth a couple seconds. I don't think he's worth a first.
All right, let's keep pushing. This is the big daddy. This is probably the biggest fantasy implication one. Saquon Barkley, 3 years, 37.5 million, 26 million guaranteed to the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Jason Kelce is going to come out of retirement. The Eagles are assembling a God squad, and it's getting very, very, very scary. If I'm a Jalen Hurts owner, I'd be a little bit frightened. I would be trying to move off of Hurts to try to get as much value as you can. I think this signing says one thing and one thing alone. They're not confident enough in their goal line backs because between the 20s, the backs have been great for the Eagles all year, and over the last couple of years. But this piece really tells me that they want to work more running backs near the goal line, and they haven't been able to. And they don't want to push Jalen to be a running quarterback as much down in the red zone. I'm very nervous as a Jalen Hurts owner. I'm going to try to sell probably before the season starts.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a deadly thing for defenses to try to stop them, man. Like, it's like, oh, do you bite on the fake and go for Jalen, or do you stop Saquon? Like, I don't know. We'll talk about another running back who's just a workhorse on the goal line in Derrick Henry, but an incredible signing, an incredible team. And I mean, he was rotting away in New York, and I think he's a top three redraft pick. I think he's one of the best competitor pieces you can have.
Yeah, I mean he's great. I would be absolutely if you didn't buy already and you're a competitor, I'm just trying to send the yard for him, send the house for him, send all your owning, sell everything you have and just send it for him. I mean, I'd probably spend 104 and one quarterback plus something to get him. I'd probably spend 105, 106 and super flex, probably plus another something. You know, to get Barkley if I really needed a running back. Like you said, Max, I mean, he's probably a lock top three pick in redraft, man. Even though Hurts probably will still steal five or six touchdowns from him at the goal line.
Yeah, I think I'm a big seller of the news here. It's actually really scaring me about Hurts. I know we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. We'll have a whole off season, but if I'm a Hurts owner, I'm entertaining offers if they're really good right now. I don't think he's untouchable in that like kind of untouchable quarterback range after this signing. All right, let's keep pushing. Devin Singletary, 3 years, $16.5 million with the Giants. Someone's got to be relevant there. That's where I'm at. I think they draft wide receiver. I don't think they draft quarterback. I think they give Daniel Jones another year, but that running back room is just abysmal now that Saquon's gone.
This one is tough. I don't think I would want to buy Singletary anywhere. I mean, if anything, I'd probably just pick up Gary Brightwell on free agency for free, or whoever the backup running back is. I mean, Singletary was good in Houston last year, but that's because Houston was good. The Giants are going to be so terrible that I really don't think it makes a difference. I think if you could get a fourth round pick for Singletary, I'd sell. A late third, I'd definitely sell.
100%.
All
1
right.
million percent.
Mike Gesicki to the Bengals, 1 year deal. Interesting. Definitely an interesting piece. Gesicki's had some fantasy relevant weeks. He's popped over certain weeks, but obviously, I don't think if T. Higgins leaves, then I would be interested in Gesicki a lot with those vacated targets. But outside of that, I'm really not biting too hard.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry to sit here and stall. I'm trying to work out a trade here, but Mike Gesicki, he had a couple of good touchdowns there. But it's one of those things where it's like a, as Peter says, a yawn for me.
This does give me pause. I don't know that I would buy him because they actually did extend Drew Sample to like a 3-year deal. They're obviously not going to have Mike Gesicki pass block. That's never been his, or not pass block, obviously, but blocking or run blocking because it's never been his thing, even on Miami or New England. But I would take a flyer maybe on him. Maybe. I just in like tight end premium leagues, I feel like, you know, he could be one of those undrafted, you know, super late round guys in redraft that ends up being a top 12 tight end somehow with like eight touchdowns.
Irv Smith Jr. to the Kansas City Chiefs. Another sleeper, another yawn. We've seen him over all these years. He's never produced. Makes me very sad, actually, because I had really high hopes for him.
From Alabama, man. I mean, I thought Bama players were supposed to be electric, elite. But yeah, I don't know. If Kelce goes down, he went to the Chiefs, right? You said.
Chiefs.
If Kelce goes down, he could have some value there. But then it's like there's Noah Gray, there's now Marquise Brown, there's now Rashee Rice. Patrick Mahomes spreads the ball out. Like he'll be a jag. He's just a guy for me.
All right, let's keep pushing. This next guy I want to talk about a little bit, Gus Edwards, 2 years, $6.5 million with the Chargers. Gonna be interesting. I think they add a running back in the draft. I wouldn't be shocked if they add Corum. I think it's very interesting what happens with the Chargers. Like we mentioned, all offseason, they're going to run the SHIT out of the ball. Gentlemen, what do you think about this signing?
Kind of another snoozer for me. Gus has been great in spots where he can just get the 1 yard rushing touchdown a couple times. I mean, I don't know that he really provides too much more. But now with this Chargers offense, he could be a sneaky play just because they don't have anyone to throw to. Obviously, that will change in the draft. Harbaugh likes to run it. I mean, hey, dude, if they get, a kind of two-headed monster in the backfield, I don't know how many times they're going to be on the 1 yard line going goal to go, though. So that's what does kind of hurt my feelings there. I don't think I would pay. I'd maybe try to sell him for a third if I had him, or just keep him. If you're a competitor, I mean, he could be a good spot start, maybe.
I agree. You really can never have too many running backs. You really can't.
All right, next up, Austin Eckler, 2 years to the Commies. Again, someone's got to be relevant, but again, it's a snooze.
Yeah, I really had hopes for Brian Robinson. I did text in the chat after Gibson signed with the Patriots. I thought he was going to be a great value. If anything, this just kills his value because Eckler is better than Gibson. And, it is surprising that he would go to the Commanders. I mean, he really got a terrible deal. I mean, he didn't get a lot of money at all. I get he's older. I don't even know what you do with him because maybe you would pay a late second for him. But I don't know how you guys feel about it. Like, what would his value be to you as a competitor, let's say?
A
A
third
third
round
round
pick.
pick. No. Stop.
Yeah, early third.
No. He's worth a mid second at least. I don't know. They're going to draft a quarterback. Austin Eckler's a dump down machine. He'll catch so many balls. I mean, there's Terry McLaurin. There's Austin Eckler. It's not like they got a tight end or really anything there. I get they got Zach Ertz, right?
Pretty good team, man.
It's just, yeah, I think he's worth at least a second,
All right,
100%.
let's keep pushing forward. Zach Moss to Cincinnati. Someone, again, I don't think this is a great draft for running backs. They let Joe Mixon go, who we'll talk about in a minute. Interesting, to say the least.
I'm buying Chase Brown 100% rather than Zach Moss. I get he might have value, but Chase Brown's been in the system, more explosive runner. That's kind of my take on it. I don't think Zach Moss will be super productive this year.
Zach Moss looked good in Indy, though. That's the
He
thing.
did. Good
He
old
did.
line in Indy, bad old line in Cincinnati.
But like, I think a lot of people right now, given what our values we just discussed and everything are, like if you could trade Zach Moss in like a late second, like Mr. C would accept Zach Moss in a late second for Pollard. Like I'd rather have Pollard at that point. But it's like, I don't know. It just really depends on what Zach Moss we're getting.
All right, let's keep pushing. Joe Mixon, Houston.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's probably my favorite signing, honestly. I mean, Joe Mixon,
Sleeper.
it is a sleeper, man. If he went anywhere else where it's like he's like competing or splitting work or anything, like it just wouldn't be a thing for me. But Houston with that offense, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Stroud, Schultz, I mean, it is really, really, really a good offer. Good team, I guess.
What is he worth right now?
It probably boosts his value. I really didn't think his value could get any higher because in Cincinnati, he was the guy. He finished top 10, probably, what is it, 6 years in a row? He's probably worth an early second, late first. And that's crazy to say for a 27-year-old running back.
Yeah, I would pay a mid second probably. I feel like his value stayed the same for me. I think it's great. I mean, his value got saved. He could have just been into Leonard Fournette territory, truly. I mean,
Truly.
he got saved, traded for a seventh round pick. So I think it's a blunder by Houston. But hey, man, you need a little bit of a running back there, I guess. But Singletary popped off there. So
Next up, Derrick Henry to the Ravens, 2 years, $16 million max. I want to think about do you want to get punched in the face by Mike Tyson, or do you want to get ran past by Usain Bolt? And that's what that offense is going to be. It's going to be Henry as Tyson, Lamar's Usain Bolt. I'm very nervous for that QB option.
Oh, but it's going to be insane. Even this year, Derrick Henry had over 1,000 yards. Then when you incorporate Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers in the mix with Lamar's legs and his arm that a lot of people forget about, he's a two-time MVP. I think Lamar gets a boost. I think Derrick Henry gets a boost. There's going to be a lot of eyes keen on Henry, and Lamar will just pull it and run in the end zone. So it's just scary. I hate that they have to play him twice, the Browns, that is. And oh, scary.
Yeah, it's just brutal. I mean, I'm a Browns fan too, and this is not what I wanted to see. Henry, he likely should be an early second round, probably redraft pick. I don't know that he'll go there, but I mean, the dude's going to have maybe a career year in Baltimore. And so, just to put it into perspective as well, after the signing, I tried to trade for Derrick Henry in our one quarterback half PPR league. I sent 203 for Derrick Henry. The 203 pick, it got straight up declined, said no shot. I would need to put more onto it. So if that tells you where
That's
probably the
crazy.
Derrick Henry owners are, I don't know what will.
That's wild, actually. I think I would like, I don't think Derrick Henry, like, one injury is done. Dunzo's are gone. Smell you ball.
All right, let's keep pushing. Deontay Johnson now in Carolina. He is worth a second round pick to me. I think everyone's just going to shit on him and shit on his value. The right owner's going to think that he needs to sell hard, and it's time that you buy and you get a depth piece, rotational piece due to injury. He's going to get targets, and Bryce Young needs a guy that's going to get targets.
Yeah, I mean he'll be a guy like over the middle and stuff like that. I think the best case scenario for Deontay Johnson, like I don't think he could be a wide receiver one. He's proven that before. But if they could get a guy like T. Higgins, then I think Deontay Johnson's value actually goes up, believe it or not. But it really just comes down to what Bryce Young will be and what he can do. And right now it's a waiting game.
I think Deontay will be good value. I think the thing to understand too is Adam Thielen is still there, the boogeyman, and they'll probably draft a wide receiver as well. So I'd probably pay a late second. I guess is where I'm at. Probably not super excited about it either.
All right. Calvin Ridley, Titans, 4 years, $92 million, 50 million guaranteed. I think this is the craziest signing I've seen. Just absolute desperation by the Titans. They wouldn't give that contract to AJ Brown when that's the contract he wanted, but I know it's a different general manager now, so it's irrelevant. But I think Calvin Ridley has a chance to be a sleeper in redraft leagues. He is going to just take nuke shots. And 1 week he'll pull up for 30 points. The next week he'll pull up for like five. I think he's going to be very inconsistent, but he can be very good.
Is Hop still there?
Hop is still there, I believe.
Yeah,
I
he
believe
signed like
so.
a 3-year deal, I think, last offseason. As far as the Ridley one goes, as of right now, if it's Will Levis at the helm, I'll treat him like he's in Jacksonville still. I don't know how much value he produces, truly. Like PJ said, maybe a 30-point week, maybe a 5-point week the next
He's
week.
going to
I mean,
have his weeks. He
that's
is
what he
going
did
to have his
last year.
weeks.
That's what he did last year as well. And you could never be confident putting him in your lineup, truly.
All right, let's keep pushing. Curtis Samuel to Buffalo. This is interesting. I think Curtis Samuel is going to get a lot of off-season hype and then produce not at the level that we want him to produce at. I'm very nervous for Buffalo. If Diggs takes another step backwards this year, I don't think they win the division.
It's not like he could be that Cole Beasley type guy that, that Buffalo used to have there, where Josh Allen's running around like a madman. I get they have Kincaid, I get they have Knox, I get they have Diggs, but it's like he could be a sneaky, he'll be one of my favorite touchdown bets next year. I'll just say that.
To me, Curtis Samuel, this does nothing. I feel like he'll produce similar to how Isaiah McKenzie did a couple seasons ago. So you probably will never start him unless you're in super deep leagues.
All right, wrapping up, we'll get back to the two deals that broke while we were in the middle of the episode. Keenan Allen to the Bears. Now that we have a moment, a collective moment to breathe after it, give me your outlook for DJ Moore this upcoming season.
I think he goes down a little bit, especially. I mean, I don't really care who the quarterback is. He's going to lose some targets. Keenan Allen's a PPR monster. So he'll go down a little bit for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I maybe see him finishing his like wide receiver 14, 15 range probably instead of the top 10 that he finished this past season. He might even be less than 14 or 15, but I'll just say that for now.
All right, and Marquise Brown to Kansas City. A lot of hype. There's gonna be hype there. I don't know how much substance, but definitely a lot of hype.
Yeah, it's only a 1 year deal, which isn't that great. It's more of like a rental piece here. See how it kind of is, but he'll probably have 500, 600 yards. He's still the wide receiver three there behind Kelce and Rice. So, I mean, I think he's worth a couple seconds.
Kelce, you ready for this offense, Max? Kelce, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Patrick Mahomes, Isaiah Pacheco, and T. Higgins. That's the wide receiver one. It's coming.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's our show, gentlemen. You guys want to do your quick trade? Since I already
Yeah.
got mine out of the way.
Yours was a good one.
It was, you know, I offered value, you know.
Mr. C, I'm all ears, man.
I'll give you 103 for Puka Nacua in Superflex 12 teams, full PPR.
Let's make it happen. Let's get a live trade for once, man.
All right, send it over.
I'm in for it. You send it over.
You doing it?
I'll do it.
I think you have to, Max. It's too much value. It's way, way, way too much value. In
It's good.
Superflex, that pick is probably worth three first round picks in Superflex.
Puka's probably worth around the same, man. He probably is. But yeah, Mr. C, if you send it over, it's probably already in my mailbox. Here it is.
GG, sir.
GG's, Mr. C. I'm hoping I could bring the. I'm hoping that trade correlates into the trade Peter and I are going to make right here.
We're going to
Peter.
make it off air because we got to wrap up.
Okay. All right, Pete.
But I wanted to thank everyone for listening. Long episode today, but we had a lot of news. The floodgates opened. Again, wanted to thank everyone for listening. Final thoughts on NFL free agency.
Crazy. That'd be my one word.
I think we talked about every team today.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of players, man. This episode was very good. I thought, this is honestly, I take it back. The NFL draft is great, but I think the first couple of days of offseason are probably my favorite.
100%.
Appreciate you all for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Monarchy, DynastyMonarchy. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Dynasty Monarchy podcast. Fancy some fantasy advice? Tweet or DM at Dynasty Monarchy on Twitter. Until next time, farewell, my fellow kings and queens.